This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Campus of Minot State University. This is What's on Your Mind. Time to find out what's on your mind. You had some sleep now. I've had some sleep now. Todd, did you get some sleep? I hope so.
Nope.
Todd, the radio god, come on, you know better. What has your mama taught you? Get sleep. Get your rest. Grab your MyPillow, go to bed.
My dad was a workaholic. I have parts of both of them in me.
Yeah. We gotta have a little sleep. You guys gotta sleep.
Trust me, my pillow is crying. Where have you been?
It misses you. Yeah, exactly. We are in Minot today because we're going to be talking about something that to me is a no-brainer. And that is finding ways to make your workplace veteran-friendly. To have veterans be a strong part of your workforce. Isn't that an absolute no-brainer? Why do we have to work at this? I don't really understand it. I'm going to ask some of those questions today. Fortis Energy had this idea to get veteran-friendly employers together and invite others to talk about best practices on how to make all of our workplaces more veteran-friendly. And so we're excited today to talk a little bit about that project, and that'll be a big part of our second hour today. Congressman Kevin Cramer is joining us for our talk radio town hall for the full hour. He was just with us a half hour yesterday, very busy guy. I think he did like 20 interviews yesterday, all over the country, all over the world. And so we had a shortened version of our talk radio town hall with him yesterday. We'll have him back today. He has a veterans advisory board guiding him and what he does, and so that, you know, we can address issues. So anyway, really looking forward to that. We have a fun show planned for Veterans Day tomorrow, too. We have a World War II veteran from Minot. Leo McGulkey is going to join us on the program. 35 missions in the gun turret of a B-17, folks. And he told me stories about every one of the 35 missions. That's how vivid they still are to him to this day. Phenomenal. We're also going to talk with another fellow who's a legend, if you know anything about Concordia College. Been part of the faculty there for a long time. Written a lot of great books about North Dakota history and about North Dakotans and Minnesotans that have impacted history. I'm talking about Hiram Drockey. Hiram is going to be here. He's a World War II vet. So he's going to be here. And then Tom Campbell will be here. He helped his dad, along with the rest of his family, they helped their dad write a book about his experiences. And he was in a B-17. So we have a lot of fun planned for tomorrow on the program. Today, I would like to talk about anything you'd like to talk about, honestly. So we're going to just open up the phones at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Here's a little news flash for you. Donald Trump will be in the Oval Office today. So that wasn't a dream. You weren't in some sort of sleep-deprived, like, kind of vortex. That actually happened. And he'll be in the Oval Office today with Barack Obama, who I have to say has been a little bit gracious about all this, as was Hillary Clinton the other night. A lot more gracious than their supporters who are out there in the street going, not my president, not my president. You know what? Get a job. Go flip burgers at McDonald's and do something productive rather than run around in the street yipping. Some of them have jobs, I understand. George Soros is writing the checks for them to protest in the Dakota Access Pipeline, so he's probably doing the same thing out there. Maybe that's why the numbers are down at the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. I just thought of that. They've been dispatched to, be in front of the White House. Could be. I don't know. So let's talk about that or anything else.
Or in
else.
The streets of St. Paul or any one of a number of other cities, right?
Yeah. Yeah, where a lot of that is happening. You can't make it up. So yesterday, Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford, the new lieutenant governor-elect, had a press conference talking about the transition and what's going to happen. Just a very, very important issue was raised by one member of the media. I mean, it is the issue. I think it's the reason everybody voted for Doug Burgum. And this reporter, by golly, this reporter is going to get to the bottom of this issue and hold Doug Burgum accountable to it because it's so important. I mean, it's the most important thing of the whole, I think it is anyway, was to this reporter. Todd, do you have that clip? Roll the massively important issue that the reporter was worried about yesterday for Doug Burgum.
Absolutely. I made a commitment that I would, the first thing I would cut would be my own salary, and so that still is the full intention to do that.
How are you going to do that?
We're going to have to work through some mechanisms on that. This is the crazy thing about government. You'd think that would be an easy do to say, hey, I don't want to take my salary. But, some people have been so far as say, oh, you can't do it. You know, we'll figure out a way to get it done. And even if it means I got to take the salary and then donate it, we'll do that. I mean, if I have to take the salary, donate it, and pay the taxes on the thing that I got in, I mean, that'll just be more crazy bureaucracy. But we'll figure out a way to get it done.
So you didn't hear the question there, but obviously the question was related to, are you going to give up your salary? Now, he talked about it, and of course he's going to do it, but like literally, when you're talking about the state of the budget, when you're talking to, the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, all the things to handle, and it's, you know what that question was? Nah, 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 you said you weren't going to take a salary. These media people, they're tied in knots. You know what I'm most excited about? Holding the media accountable to this insanity, not only in how they cover Dakota Access Pipeline or a governor's race or a president's race or anything else. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And folks, just like we took our government back by saying, no. Here's how things are going to go. New York Times, Washington Post, Fargo Forum, Bismarck Tribune, you don't decide. We decide. We need to do the same thing with the media. That's something that really revs me up right now. All right, let's get to the phones here. Parker in Williston, you're first to go. What's on your mind?
What I have on my mind is that I opened and started up a business. It's an auto detailing business. Just because I have an older friend of mine that is a retired veteran, and he couldn't get a job anywhere. Nobody would really hire him up. He's almost 60 years old, and because of that, I said, well, how about I just open a detail business, and you can work for me. You'll have a job full-time, 7 days a week. And so I just figured I'd put it out there that I've had a lot of people working for me in the oil field, and veterans are some of the best employees I have ever had, period.
What a great story, Parker. How's it going? How long have you been doing this, and how is the business going?
It's only been going for about a month and a half, and I spread out the business. I do all the sales and stuff for him, but I spread out the business so he doesn't have to work himself ragged, really. But the people that get their vehicles done are very satisfied in using word of mouth. It's actually getting me more and more business. But competing with the big players in Williston, I'm not trying to do that. Basically, I'm just trying to put the money in this guy's pocket. So we're just kind of a smaller thing to help people out, really.
What a great idea. And I can't believe that he, couldn't find anything. And it took you to say, I'm going to start a business so this veteran has the, has the opportunity to do this and prove something out. It'll be a good model for sure. Now, tell me where the business is and the name of it so folks can find it. We'll give you a free plug.
It's in Williston, North Dakota. It's actually out of my garage downtown, right north of the Pita Palace, across the street from the Raymond Family Community Center. And it's called The Auto Spa. And you can find it on Facebook.
The Auto Spa on Facebook, and you got to call and make an appointment?
Yep, you call me, and then what I do is I look at my schedule book, and if there's an opening, I just tell you to text me your first name, last name, make and model of your vehicle, and then I get you scheduled in.
All right, what's the number they call you at?
1-406-480-5312.
All right, 406-480-5312.
Get this.
All right, 406-480-5312. Help a vet out. Help this gentleman out for doing a great thing and get yourself I don't know what you'd call that, dudded out, pimped out. Just make that ride look nice. Pimp your ride. That's Todd's favorite show. All right, Parker, thanks a bunch. Appreciate you calling and glad you
Thank
did
you.
That. You bet. Take care.
Yep.
Love the story. Love it. Any other stories like that, take them all day long today. Fantastic. Kurt and Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott, say once in a while just to see if I'm convicted in my beliefs. I listened to the other sides a little bit before 9 o'clock when you get on there. I was listening to KFGO out of Fargo. Kind of a mistake, but I did it. And they were on the subject of the riots that are happening around the area because Donald Trump is now president, and they said had Hillary Clinton won. They said, can you imagine how bad the riots would have been? And I thought in my response to that I don't think there would have been any rioting because the Donald Trump supporters would have had to put their work boots on and go to work the next day so that we can pay for the Somali refugees, the welfare cases, the endless programs that are dreamt up for no good reason, and somebody's got to pay the taxes. So I think the rioting would have been minimal, none or less. So that's just my way in. I don't know if you've heard anything about that or not.
No, it's a great point, though. Absolutely great point. I completely agree with everything you said. The other thing I've been interested to hear from some of those voices, even regionally here and locally, is that it shows that people are racist. Donald Trump won because, you know, we're racist. I mean, it's just like, I'm done with that, too. I think what the you know, there's a, I could make a list of a million things that make me happy about his win, but one of them is the idea that, you know, he has just shattered the ability of political correctness to paralyze us. You know, just wanting to be, careful. I mean, political correctness is why we're in day 92 today of a Dakota Access Pipeline. That is pure political correctness. If you and I were down there protesting, something completely, celebrating fossil fuel use, we'd be in jail right now. Kurt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More coming up.
Welcome to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/nd-da.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota. And exceptional cropland auctions in McIntosh, Kidder, Stutzman, Cass, Burley, Logan, Emmons, and Clay Counties. And a Piper exclusive auction, 450 mineral acres in Montreal County. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway, June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today. We're actually in the Student Center in their conference center, which is on the third floor. Meant to mention this earlier, and I've talked about it leading up to this event. This Veterans Employer Summit that's happening here today is free of charge. If you're a veteran looking for an employment opportunity, if you are a HR person, a manager, an owner. You're like that fellow that called before and said, hey, I had a buddy. I knew he was good. He couldn't get a job. I just started a business, so he had a job. You know, but whatever it is, this would be a great place to be. This event is free. Fortis Energy is putting this on, along with our fine sponsors, who we really appreciate helping us do this as well. And one of those is Frack Shack. And Cal McCarlson is here representing Frack Shack today. Cal, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. Now, Cal has been out working in the Bakken since 2014, but just recently moved his whole family here. Young family, 6'3", and a newborn, huh?
Yep, that's right.
Wow, I love hearing that story.
Yeah.
And you're living where?
Watford City.
How do you like Watford?
It's wonderful. Just north of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and it's beautiful.
It really is. Have you taken the family over to that new water park here, the Rough Rider Center?
Not yet. We haven't been over there. We've been so busy working, but it's in the plans.
They're going to dig it.
Yep.
They're going to dig it. It's pretty nice there, a little water park, and lots of fun. So Frack Shack, what is Frack Shack?
Well, Frack Shack is an automated refueling system. We work directly with the frack companies on site. It's a 100% automated system. It can be run manually as well, just to give us options. But we hook up right to equipment, and we're able to fuel stuff from a remote location outside of the hot zone, and it allows us to do more efficient fueling, safer fueling, so that way guys aren't going in and out of that high-pressure zone all the time while people are fracking. It's something that our president and CEO came up with. He thought it up all on his own, just a brilliant mind, and produced it and patented it himself. And so now we're running strong here in the Bakken all the way down through Texas.
Sounds like a great idea.
It is. It's wonderful.
How's the industry accepting it?
It seemed to, back in about 2012, 13, I believe, is when they really started kicking it off down here in the Bakken. And it started off a little bit slow, but, boy, things really picked up. People started seeing it, and now some people are saying, boy, we don't want to do it without you.
That's awesome. That's great. And do you have a lot of veterans working with you?
We do. We do, actually. I would say roughly about 40 to 45%, actually. A lot of guys right from here in Minot coming from working at the Air Force Base. And, you know, it's a great place. Guys have come over, and myself included, as a veteran, we've come on, and Frack Shack has offered us that team environment that we're really used to having in the military, Marine Corps, Air Force, doesn't matter what branch, you're used to that team environment, and that's what Frack Shack offers. And so guys have really, veterans have come on and found that there, and found that they've really found a home that they fit in at.
That's fantastic. Great to hear. And if there are veterans out there that are interested in joining at Frack Shack, where's the best place for them to apply?
Well, we've got our website. On the website, you can send an email to careers@frackshack.com. And that goes straight to our recruiter, and she handles everything.
All right, perfect. Sounds good. Good to see you, Calvin.
Thank you.
And get to that water park.
Will do.
You'll be daddy of the year. Take care. Talk to you later. Calvin Carlson from Frack Shack. We'll meet some of the other folks, our fine sponsors here today as well. Looking forward to that. Weatherford International, Blaze Energy, Polar Service Center, Fortis Energy Services, Cognizant Technology Solutions Energy, and the North Dakota Petroleum Council. All right, back to the phones here. I want to say one other thing on the media thing that my little rant before the break about. It's time for us, the people, to hold them accountable. I don't know. I'll take a picture of this and put it on Facebook so you can see it yourself. But the front page of the Fargo Forum yesterday was at a Hillary event. I forget where. I guess the New York rally, all her supporters waiting for her to come speak. And that's the top of the full picture. And so you have all these people that are looking at the screen. And the headline says, "All eyes on us." All eyes on us. Trump's surprise wins in crucial states rattle world markets. I was really offended by all eyes on us. I received a few emails from people who said, what do you make of that? What do you make of that? And I don't know what to make of that, but I don't think that's meant to be flattering. I think it's meant to be, you morons voted for that guy. Now everybody, the whole world's looking at us. Bill J. West Fargo said, Scott, what did you think of the Forum's front page story this morning? All eyes on us. I thought it was a total disgrace. I don't think I need to say more. I hear you, Bill. You agree? Let me know. 800-228-0550. Back to the phones. And let's go to Jim in Fargo. What's on your mind, Jim?
Yeah, so I'm trying to be on when Colin Kramer's on, but I would like to know how we as taxpayers can get an audited report to make sure that the Democratic Party is paid for all those trips that Michelle Obama and Barry Obama made in behalf of Hillary Clinton.
All right, we'll ask that question for him. We're going to talk more veterans issues than not today, but certainly that's a great Talk Radio Town Hall question. It's come up before, and they'll be able to be a little more, I guess, forensic evaluation of some of those questions after the fact, right? Michelle in Columbus, what's on your mind? You're next.
My main guys through work have always been veterans, and I'll tell you what, that military orientation is absolutely priceless. And it's to work. We're going to be getting rid of a lot of problems now with Mr. President Trump. But just because the problems disappear doesn't mean that the solutions automatically follow. So what are we going to do? We've got food processing, but I'll tell you what, all of the way from the Bakken over into the Rust Belt, this country needs to rebuild manufacturing from scratch.
Absolutely. And you know the quickest way to rebuild manufacturing, which if it comes back will help us chip away at the debt, it is energy policy that makes sense, right? Cheap, affordable, reliable energy is how you get manufacturing to say, okay, all right, we can afford to build it here now. So, the regulations are taking the energy cost in exactly the wrong way. Great points, Michelle. A lot of fresh air in Columbus. Thanks a lot. Matthias, fresh air makes you think a little clearer, Todd. You follow me there? Matthias in Bismarck. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Better now that you called. Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Outstanding. First off, happy birthday to all the Marines out there. Served 5 years in the Marine Corps. I was talking about the veterans here a little bit, Veterans Day tomorrow and whatnot. When Trump goes to build the wall in that dangerous and challenging area, where they say they can't build a wall, why don't we hire a bunch of veterans who've worked in situations like that and who can overcome obstacles and work as a team? Why don't we get all them down there to help build that wall?
Matthias, great minds think alike. My wingman on this trip is Rusty Ort, who is my pal and Purple Heart recipient and served, with the North Dakota MPs 191 in Iraq and ended up with a brain injury. And Rusty on the way up said the exact same thing, and he added one layer to your idea, Matthias. He said we ought to put the names of every fallen hero that's ever served this country on that wall.
That's a great idea. Why don't we add one more thing? If you go down to a public place where you can be a member, you could buy a brick and have your name on the brick. Why don't we let the patriots that are out there go ahead and buy a section of wall? Say this section of wall donated by Matthias from Bismarck, and put that up down there, and I'll go stand it up myself.
I love that idea. And you could actually put the bricks up in reinvigorate American Legions and VFW
Absolutely.
Halls and there used to be a lot of camaraderie happening, a lot of those VFWs and American Legions over the years that has sort of fallen away, right? It kind of becomes, unfortunately, many of them are struggling, but that'd be a way to connect all those dots. Great point, Matthias. Thanks. And,
yep.
The nice thing, you kind of have the opinion that Donald Trump would listen to ideas like that. He was fantastic on vets issues, whole campaign. Mark in Fargo, Dave's traveling on the road, so we'll get his take, too, coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Longevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
We're at Minot State University, actually, for the Fortis Energy Veterans Employers Summit. It's taking place on the third floor of the Student Center in Minot State University. It starts at 10 a.m. this morning. It goes until 3 this afternoon. Congressman Kevin Cramer will keynote at, at 3 o'clock. He's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour for a talk radio town hall that the audience here will be invited to participate in as well. And then he will also keynote at noon. The event, and then there's a couple of sessions related to veterans in the workplace and panels and a number of different employers and HR folks and managers and owners coming together to talk about best practices. So that's why we're here today. It is free. There's no charge. And all you need to do is show up and register right at the door. And lunch is even included. We're buying you lunch for crying out loud, so you can't be that. Back to the phones here in a moment at 800-228-0550. Welcome your text as well for Todd, 701-226-8503. Our broadcast today and our promotion for this particular event to invite folks to join us, brought to you in part by our friends at Blaze Energy. Mark Wald is here from Blaze Energy, and Mark has been, I'm going to use the term battling with a great idea for a lot of years in the Bakken. Nice to see you again, Mark. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
How are things?
It's tough out there. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's extremely competitive. Everybody's kind of going through it in this down market, but we're slugging it out and doing everything we can do to try to grow and prosper through the downturn.
What do you do better than anybody else at Blaze Energy?
We do power generation and gas conditioning. So the whole focus of Blaze is how do we attack that flare? So converting it to kilowatts is our primary mission. And so we power well sites, tank batteries, et cetera, from that flare gas. And it's a 24/7 business, so we have to, round the clock, 24/7, we keep those sites up and running.
And, you're the folks that are hiring Blaze Energy, for those services want those costs for less and less and less all the time because they're looking to ramp back up and need to get that number to where it's at. So I imagine that's the tough process, right?
That is a challenge. I think all service companies are going through the same thing, so we're not unique in that way. But, we continue to sharpen our pencil and drop our prices to stay competitive as all of our competitors customers are doing well. But at the same time, while we're cutting our prices, we're just upping our response level, our billing options. We have a very technical product so that we can remotely monitor and remotely manage these sites. We're at the point now where we can stop and start, monitor our equipment. We can do pretty much everything remotely except turn a wrench on the equipment in the field.
And you are a veteran, proudly a veteran-friendly employer, and vets doing a great job for you?
They are. About 75% of our field staff are veterans, and we just had tremendous luck with them. I think it's, the discipline that they just come with, the can-do attitude. If we have a site down and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and it's in the middle of a blizzard and it's 30 below, they just kind of have that complete the mission attitude, and let's get it done and see it through to the end. And they just kind of have, has been our experience, we've had great luck, their attitude. So we're very proud to hire veterans, and they're just flat out great employees.
That's awesome. Good to see you, Mark.
Good to see you.
How do folks find out more about Blaze Energy?
Our website, blazeenergy.com, is the best way to get all of our contact information and our services.
Sounds good. Enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, coming up here in a little bit. Back to the phones here at 24 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Off to Fargo. Mark, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, what a great day for America, huh?
I'd say, yeah.
Great day for veterans. I mean, when I was in the Marine Corps, we had Jimmy Carter, and let me tell you, it was no fun to be in the service, and these poor guys have been in there for the last 8 years. I bet the ranks of the military just got a major boost.
You didn't care for those peanuts with the MREs? That didn't do it for you?
No, didn't like that.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
And, this Donald Trump, people don't real. I mean, this guy is a successful guy. He's not going to go in there and do a mediocre job. I mean, when we get this ISIL air cab up, they're going to go in with 10,000 Marine Army, and they're going to land, and they're going to take out ISIL in every city, and they're going to pick the troops up the same day. There's going to be no staying overnight again and getting bogged down in police actions and being a sitting target for IEDs and snipers. They're going to hit hard, and they're going to hit them with overwhelming power, and it's going to be an awesome thing. And these people that are protesting and this, that's going to fade because all of a sudden the economy is going to come back. That pipeline is going to get built. I mean, this guy is going to do it, and I don't think people are ready for somebody that's actually going to get the job done. I mean, we haven't had that in our lifetime. This guy could end up being, they talk about Reagan and these, the poor Jeb Bushes and that he isn't the John Kasichs. He's not Reagan. Well, no, he's going to be better because he's a business guy. He's going to make sure that the budget gets balanced. He's going to make sure we get a constitutional amendment to that these guys can't spend money that they don't have again. I mean, everybody else has to live within it. Why is the government an exception? It's been a nightmare for all of us. So I'm totally excited. I think the service people are going to be well rewarded. Like you said, he's going to take care of those veterans like nobody has before. And I just a side story here in Fargo. I've got a guy that just was a neighbor, and he's a Vietnam vet and was wounded. Nobody will hire him, and I have to do stuff all the time for him. Hey, if he can help me rake or help me do anything. And he's not the fastest moving guy, but it doesn't matter to me the fact that he was willing to work and will work. He comes and tells me, he says, Mark, you're the only one that ever hired me. Well, hey, you're a good guy, and whatever you can do, I think God bless America. So I'm just excited. I think this first time in 8 years we've come out of the fog, and time to roll up our sleeves and build this country back.
Good points. I mean, talk about come out of the fog. Can you imagine? I'm so convinced that the the economic, boom that'll come out of this, because capital can come off the sidelines. Now, if you're, I'm just going to use it because it's in the headlines now. If you're Dakota Access Pipeline, your Energy Transfer Partners, you've got, $4 billion into a project, and somebody can stop it because some people, start protesting after you followed every rule, letter of the law, exactly as how it's, tell me how quick you're going to spend the next $4 billion. Right?
So it's like that. Remember in the movie, the famous scene? Those two donkeys were holding up an entire column that was getting scraped. He went up there and shot the donkeys himself, threw them over, and they got the column moving again so people's lives would be saved. He's not going to stand for that. We'll take in the, if we need the guard, whatever, we'll clear them out. And once the stuff is built and it's moving, people will relax because, you know, everybody's a special interest group now. And once that stuff starts to go away where everybody's just an American, everybody's working, you know, it's going to, people haven't seen this in this last generation. I mean, it's been a rough since 9/11. The country's been all over the map, you know. We got bogged down in a situation that we probably shouldn't have got involved in, and we handled it wrong. We should have protected the homeland and forgot about what's going on over there. But having said that, we should have obviously done it right. We should have had the New York police in Iraq all those years. That's who should have been. They wanted a police action. We'll put the police over there. If you want the Marine Corps, then it's man, woman, and child until they call uncle. We don't play, collateral damage issues and make the troops feel like, you know, I mean, when you're in a combat situation where you can shoot this person, you can't shoot that. I mean, you know, it's just nonsense. And it's time to get the politicians out of the military. Once Donald Trump asks his generals what they need, he's going to let them do the fighting. He's not going to micromanage them from the White House. And that's what we've needed for a long time.
Great thoughts, Mark. Thanks. Call again. You added to the dialogue, and we appreciate it very much. And what's on your mind? Congressman Cramer said yesterday, Donald Trump will have something Ronald Reagan didn't, and that's a Republican Congress. So imagine coming off that election and the ability now to implement that agenda with a Republican Congress to actually do some of these things. I think you're going to see a lot of capital come off the sidelines, and I can hardly wait to see it happen in so many areas. Billy and Stanley wanted to respond to something an earlier caller said. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, I just wanted to reach out there and see if, if anybody's actually going down there to build this wall. You know, I'm an ex-veteran, and I got my own trucking company, and I wanted to see if I can give myself a little shameless plug, and if anybody wants to contact me and get something going, I'd like to help out any way I can.
All right, Billy, that's pretty darn good. You want to give out your number?
Yeah, it's Big Rig Billy Trucking at 701-421-8751, anytime. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. And we're going to ask Congressman Cramer about that. He'll be here next hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Interesting idea. Interesting idea that is that maybe would reduce some of the opposition to the idea of the wall. I don't know. When you put veterans on the job to explain, look, we fought and died to defend this country and Americans. And if you come here legally, and if you are born here, we have no problem with you. If you come here illegally, we have a problem. And it is crushing too many parts of this country economically to be able to do that. It has to, so what we've tried hasn't worked. So, in my mind, I think that's a great, great idea. Dave, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, sir.
Okay, yeah, Scott, I just came back from probably one of the greatest weeks, 2 weeks ago in my life. A friend of mine bought me tickets to the World Series, games 3, 4, and 5 in Chicago. And I took my wife Joyce with me there, and she was terrified to go because of the laws that, what's happening there with people getting shot. And we grew up in Chicago. I did, at least. And, when we got there at Wrigley, they must have had about, 10,000 law enforcement agencies. And I'll tell you, these guys are standing up and down the streets, and Joyce walked in there with me, and I must have shook hands with probably, I'd say, 1,000 of them. Thanked them for their service, and I know tomorrow's Veterans Day, but I would like to say, Sean, we should have a law enforcement day. I mean, these guys' lives are on the line, in that area especially, just like the military, just like, I got 3 nephews that serve. Right now, one of them's going to be a general in the Army, another one's in the Marines, and one of them's in the National Guard. And all I can say is, Donald Trump, Scott. One thing I can say is I closed my small business back in 2010 because I tried to get behind the president in 2008. And all I got for that was auditing, and because I was part of the Tea Party and all kinds of crap like that. And now my buddy tells me when Trump won the other night, he says, Dave, why don't you open up your business again? Well, Scott, I own a company that's worth almost $100 million on it with an 8th-grade education, and I love this country. But my dad was a law enforcement agent in South Chicago, and I just truly believe that everybody out there looking at the the law enforcement and looking at the military and looking at all the things about this country. Your last caller hit it spot on when he said Donald Trump's going to make this country great again, because the way I look at it, Scott, he's got the guts like John F. Kennedy when Russia tried to go into Cuba. He's likable like Ronald Reagan, but none of those guys can hold a candle to him in business. And I think he's going to be an incredible, incredible president.
Great point. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind from Minot State University today. Don't go away.
Links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
No one predicted cattle prices would fall faster than ever before the year after our cattle herd shrank to a 70-year low. Something's wrong with our cattle markets when retail prices stay high while cattle prices tumble. Windfall profits are being made, but at the expense of U.S. ranchers. Come to Kiss Livestock Auction Company, Mandan, North Dakota, at 7 p.m. on November 15th to learn from RCAF USA what is causing today's cattle market meltdown and what you can do to fix it.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have I got a deal for you at Titan Outlet Store. 11% off when you mention my name, Scott. TitanOutletStore.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Save 11%. Here's a 2013 Case IH 1255 planter. This is new. Never been in the field. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, drive clutch on it, fertilizer tank, bulk fill, 22 gallons a minute, pneumatic down pressure, rear towing hitch, no roll markers, Pro 700 monitor, too. Big savings now at TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckless Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckless Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklessChevrolet.com or PucklessValleyCity.com.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back on What's On Your Mind live from Minot State University, Fortis Energy's Veteran Employer Summit happening today, brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Guess where I stopped before I headed out for Minot? Yes, PetroServe USA, even had a little late lunch before I hit the road. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza. I did pepperoni. Couple of cookies, 20-ounce drink, and that's all you need. Those four items are $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA locations, helping America fuel better. Our broadcast today from Minot, brought to you by our friends at Frack Shack America, by Weatherford International, by Fortis Energy Services, by Cognizant Technology Solutions Energy, by Blaze Energy, by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and by the good folks at Polar Service Center. And Gary Myers is with me from Polar Service Center. Before we get back to the phones here, Gary, nice to see you.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. It's nice to see you.
We're usually talking on the phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And here we are face-to-face with the folks from Polar Service Center here today. My favorite story about Polar Service Center is when you guys were expanding into Williston and cranking up in Killdeer. They called and said, you know, we really, really need some people to come work for us at Polar Service Center. Help us tell the story. And I said, so when somebody's interested in a job at Polar Service Center, what should we do? Just give them the cell phone of the boss. Now, not a lot of people do that, but we'll be, in a minute here, we're going to give out your number, and anybody interested in working at Polar Service Center just calls you right up, and you put them in queue, get them going, right?
Excellent. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Really works good. Tell us about Polar Service Center. What do you guys do?
Polar Service Center, we have facilities throughout the United States, and we manufacture tanks. Tank trailers. We own Heil, and we're also Polar. What we're looking for is veterans like you all out there, and I want to thank all you veterans out there for all your hard work and your services that you give our country. Polar is very friendly with veterans. We welcome each and every one of you to come and talk to me. We're looking for the professionals, and the professionals like you, that's what we need. We need welders, we need truck mechanics, we need trailer mechanics, we need fabricators, and we need certified tank testers. And I know a lot of you guys have that experience out there, so we're looking to talk to you all. If you could give me a telephone call, my phone's on, I would love to hear from you.
And you train these, you have a great training program too, don't you?
Absolutely, we do. And we have some of the best mechanics in Killdeer. We have a full-bore truck shop with Cummins, Caterpillar, Detroit. We have one of the best service managers out there to work on these trucks out there. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for you guys to come and give us a call.
Yeah, it is great. It's a great place to work, folks. About up to $32 an hour for some of those positions Gary mentioned. The benefits are incredible. I mean, your deductibles are really low at a time when everybody's really pinching pennies on health care. It's one of the great health care plans, 401k. And, of course, the company, Minnesota company, has been around for a long time, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America.
Actually, we are. We have about 33 service centers throughout the United States. I have three of them. I got one in Billings, Montana, Williston. And I also have one in Killdeer. So I'm looking for all those areas. So if you guys want to come out and see us, absolutely give us a call.
Give Gary a call. 701-495-3592 is the number. 701-495-3592. Polar Service Center locations in Killdeer, Williston, and Billings, too. Thanks, Gary.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
Good to see you. Glad you're part of the Veterans Employer Summit today. It's going to be a great day with folks coming together from the management side and the HR side from the employer perspective, but also veterans to say, how do we make our workplaces more veteran-friendly? How do we get more of them? The unemployment rate among veterans ought to be zero. It really ought to be zero. All right, back to the phones here. Get everybody in, 800-228-0550. Kevin in Fargo wants to talk about something related to the media. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. First, my comment is on the paper, but first I'd like to say, you know what, listening to your callers and kind of just, I'm feeling that everybody's feeling the same way I am, at least people calling your station. I feel like there's a cloud of oppression has been lifted. This is so cool. You know, it's hard to describe in words, but getting back to the paper, I thought the same thing you did when I saw it yesterday. I'm thinking, you know, it's too bad that the forum here in Fargo Moorhead, small town USA, compared to, you know, the cities, and they're the same thing as the Minneapolis Star and Sickle, you know? And they're carrying the same message, like, you know what, Trump voters are so stupid. That's exactly what I looked at or thought when I looked at it. And I had a couple of young girls in a convenience store ask me how I was doing, and it came up that, you know, the election, and they actually told me that they were worried about their dollar not being worth anything. You know, and these two girls probably never saw the stock market before in their life or looked at it. They're younger. You know, but they heard this from somewhere, you know. And I guess that's what we're up against, people that don't know any different. And I guess I'm just so glad also that the light's been shown on the media. You know, that's all thanks to Donald Trump.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have to tell you, it's up to us to hold these media folks accountable. You don't buy it. You don't go to their website. They go away. The Forum's owned by a fabulous family. I work for them. I respect them. Bill and Jane Marcille are two marvelous people. Jane's parents started, the Forum as we know it today. Bill Jr. now runs the paper. They're good people. But that business in general, if you're up there on the C-suite trying to run the street, it's run by the mob, for lack of a better term. The blob of just a very liberal newsrooms, the editor on down, they're very liberal, and it's impossible. It's in their DNA. There's no way to say let's do fair and balanced media. They don't know how to do it. It's not part of what they do, and that's how headlines like that end up there. They'll go away literally when you stop buying it or you stop reading it and paying attention to it. It's the only way to reform it, because it's like cutting off the head of the snake with that way of thinking and trying to get in the face of conservatives. More coming up from Minot after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing what's on your mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers if you let us help tell your story. That's what we are. Storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.